Hi, this is Scott Unash. Thanks for listening to the Gym Class Podcast on KGYM. Ew. Coming up on a Thursday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM, we'll talk with Rob Gray about Iowa State football and the uneasiness, perhaps, in Ames right now. That all due to the Urban Meyer fallout, or waiting for fallout anyway. We'll discuss that coming up. Dave Kokin will be joining us as well, and we'll update you on the first round of the Bridgestone Invitational. It's all coming up on the Gym Class right here on KGYM. And from our studios here on the sunny southwest side of Cedar Rapids on a Chamber of Commerce weather day on this Thursday, we welcome you into the Gym Class, taking you through the 3 o'clock hour. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer here today. We are presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blairs Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Stop on by after work. They are locally owned and operated. Families meet up again and again, coworkers meeting up again and again, just friends meeting up again and again. And stop on by and tell them that everybody at KGYM sent you. And again, located conveniently at Blairs Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Blink 182 tickets to give away on the program yet again today. More information, you can go to our website at kgymradio.com. Good show coming up. We're going to talk with Dave Kokin from Las Vegas. NFL football is back tonight, or some semblance of NFL football is back. Where's your Bears jersey? Come on, Mark. You're letting me down here. Chicago and Baltimore coming up tonight, 7 o'clock. We'll have it for you in all three frequencies, 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3 FM from Canton, Ohio, the annual Hall of Fame preseason game. Talk about that coming up. And then Rob Gray is going to join us from CycloneFanatic.com as the other side of the coin of the whole Urban Meyer situation. Of course, from the football end of things, if Urban Meyer is shown the door in Columbus, what's going to happen? Who's going to take over? And ladies and gentlemen, we have a clubhouse leader, according to most people around the country, and it is one Matt Campbell, the head coach of the Iowa State Cyclones. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Yeah, we mentioned that yesterday, mulled it around, and decided we are a little ahead of the game right now because we don't know what's going to happen with Urban Meyer at Ohio State other than the fact that he's on paid leave right now. And I think this is maybe a fast-moving situation at Ohio State. I think the administration has gathered quite a bit of information just from what I've read and heard on it, that being the situation that Urban Meyer was put on leave for. And I don't know. A lot of folks don't think Urban Meyer will be coaching the first game. I don't think any change permanently is going to happen for this upcoming year. I mean, Ohio State starts practice tomorrow. First game's in, what, 3 or 4 weeks?
Yeah.
That's a little fast moving for anybody on the sidelines right now. So no real new news today that I have seen, but I guess I'd keep your ear to the ground on the Ohio State situation.
Yeah, the only new thing about Ohio State situation and Urban Meyer situation today, as you mentioned, he is on paid administrative leave. Ryan Day is the interim coach at the present time. Only thing that has just been released, as a matter of fact, media will not be on hand as the Buckeyes open fall camp. Ohio State coaches and players are not going to take questions from the media this week. Probably, I mean, as a member of the media, I don't like it, but I understand the direction that they are going in this.
Very smart on Ohio State's part. You know, I don't like it either from a journalistic standpoint, but if I was in the Ohio State administration and athletic department, I'd do the same thing.
Third string long snapper does not need to be cornered by three people
no.
to try to get some dirt and get some facts in the situation. So they did what you would expect them to do in this situation, and they will close things off for the media, at least for the time being. 8 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock. As I mentioned, we got the Blink 182 tickets to give away. We do have golf going on right now. Zach Johnson on the course at a very tame Firestone Country Club South Course. This is usually one of the brutes as far as the PGA Tour is concerned. This, unfortunately, is also going to be the last year for a while that they are going to be playing a tournament at Firestone. Next year, the Bridgestone Invitational is moving to Memphis, and it will be a part of the World Golf Championship rotation, if you will. But it'll be, I believe, the FedEx people are taking over, the same people that bring you the FedEx Cup playoffs. I think Bridgestone is getting out of it for the moment. And with that, it's being moved to FedEx's national headquarters and international headquarters in Memphis.
So right now, the WGC is at Firestone, which is Tiger Woods' personal playground. He's won 8 times there in his career. He is not leading right now, but posted a very nice 4-under par 66 earlier today. Right now, the leaders are at 7-under. Kyle Stanley, who is in the clubhouse, and Ian Poulter on fire, 7-under par through 11 holes. He happens to be Zach Johnson's playing partner today. Zach out of Cedar Rapids just missed a three-putted from 23 feet on the easy par 5 second hole, three-putted for par. Right now, Zach Johnson threw 11 holes, even par, kind of treading water versus the field right now. Zach puts together 2, 3, 4 birdies, and he'll salvage that first round. And there's no cut here.
No.
Folks, 73 players. That will play all 4 rounds and line their pocketbooks a little
People
bit.
People are just, and you got to take advantage. It's a course that they've had rain earlier in the week in Ohio, and it is soft, hot and humid conditions with little wind. And anytime you put those 3 things together, you are going to have low scores no matter where you are playing. And that's exactly what's happening at Firestone. They are just throwing darts at the holes right now. And Justin Thomas, he's 4-under through 10, as you mentioned. Jason Day actually outplayed Tiger today. Day went 5-under, Tiger went 4-under. They were paired together. Ricky Fowler is 5-under through 14. Rahm went 5-under on his first 9 today. Rory McIlroy is right there. Leishman's at minus 5. Patrick Cantlay went 6-under 64 today. So there are a ton of good scores. I can't remember the last time Firestone gave up this many subpar rounds.
Yeah, there's 16 players at minus 4 or better, and 54 out of the 73 players are even par or better. I don't think this will hold throughout the weekend, but with these conditions, it may.
Yeah, interesting. That's going on, and then you've got the – this is for the top 72 in the world. Then you've got the regular PGA Tour stop, which is in Reno, Tahoe, the greatest little city in the world, Reno, Nevada. And they are playing the Stableford scoring system, which you don't like it. See, I like it once a year. I think it's kind of cool. Along with the match play once a year, I remember the old International.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Castle Pines.
Colorado, yeah.
And I thought that was a cool event. And I think that's kind of a cool event as well. You're not for it, though.
I am not. I'd much rather watch match play. Stableford, I understand it, but I'm it's not a favorite of mine.
It's okay. It's all right. It's fine. I can live with that. We got golf going on. We'll keep you updated on Zach's progress throughout the day right here on KGYM. Also today, we got NFL football coming up tonight, and we've got the first, I know you love this, Mark, another thing you love, preseason college football poll is out.
Mm-hmm.
You are a proponent that polls should not come out until you get into the season.
October 1.
You got a little bit of that because we do have the, whatever they call it, the playoff poll comes out halfway through the year, or a little beyond halfway through the year. But at any rate, just for your perusal, ladies and gentlemen, we have the, I believe this year it is called the Amway Coaches Poll. The Amway Coaches Poll brought to you by USA Today, the top 25. Doesn't matter who sponsors it, Alabama is number one in football. Alabama, Clemson, 1-2. What has changed over the last handful of years? Dabo Sweeney and Nick Saban are looking at each other again at the end of the year. Ohio State is 3, Mark. We'll see how that changes, depending what's going to happen over the next set of hours. The Georgia Bulldogs, 4, and Lincoln Riley and the Oklahoma Sooners in at number 5. 6 through 10, you've got Washington, the Huskies. They open up against Auburn. We'll get to Auburn in a moment. Wisconsin is 7th, Mark. It's pretty high for the Badgers to start off a season. Jonathan Taylor, of course, coming back along with the quarterback. Miami, Florida in at number 8. Penn State and number 9 for James Franklin with Trace McSorley, the Big Ten preseason player of the year. Then you've got Auburn at number 10. They will take on Washington in the opener. That's going to be at the Mercedes-Benz Dome in Atlanta. 11 is Notre Dame. 12, the Michigan State Spartans. Sparty in there at number 12, just ahead of Stanford at 13. Jim Harbaugh in Michigan is 14th, so if Harbaugh had his way and the top 16 are in the playoff, he would be in if they did it off of this. USC 15, TCU at number 16. 17 through 20, you got Virginia Tech, Mississippi State, Florida State, West Virginia.
Underrated.
Underrated. Mark's got it. West Virginia is underrated, ladies and gentlemen. They are at number 20. How about Texas at 21?
Underrated.
You think underrated?
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, a lot of people would say overrated.
Good defense.
What has Texas done over the last handful of years, though?
Yeah.
Just throwing it out there. Boise State is 22. Last year's darling, Central Florida, in at number 23. Josh Heupel taking over for Scott Frost.
LSU at 24.
I did that for Cajun Troy. It's my Ed
Orgeron impression.
24, and Oklahoma State in there at number 25. Others receiving votes. How interesting is this? Iowa and Iowa State both picking up 8 votes. I like that. I like that. By the way, not as many votes as Appalachian State picked up. They picked up 16 votes in this thing. So there you go. For what it's worth, the top 25.
5 Big Ten teams in the top 14, 4 of them in the East.
Well, doesn't really surprise you, does it, that most of them are from the East at this point?
No, but in the top 14, that's saying something about the strength of that division.
Yeah.
Which we knew was tough anyway.
Yeah, some people went out and said around the country that the East of the Big Ten may be the toughest division in college football this year. And you can't really blame them for saying that. Probably that or the SEC West. One of those two divisions will be the toughest. Dave Koken set to join us. Rob Gray set to join us as well. Blink 182 tickets. We'll have all that before 4 o'clock here today. You can reach us via the Hurtina Stocker Jewelers text line at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Hurtina Stocker Jewelers located on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City. We'll come back, talk with Dave Koken of Las Vegas when we return after this on KGYM.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our All Your Favorites with a Few Surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Kevin and Dave here for Mentality Cedar Rapids.
Dave, is low T treatment covered by insurance?
It absolutely can be. If it's recommended by a doctor and you follow the proper guidelines, then insurance covers it.
What I love about testosterone treatment being covered by insurance for our clients in Cedar Rapids, it puts cost of care within reach of every guy.
Most of our guys are blue collar guys, swinging a hammer, police officers, different things like that. It makes it affordable for every man that needs it.
To find out more in our Cedar Rapids clinic, go to lowtusa.com.
At Z102.9,
The Gym,
and Smart FM,
we live local.
Every morning I grab a cappuccino from a local coffee shop.
Keep my hair looking sharp at the local stylist.
Stay in shape at the local gym.
Hang out with my friends at the local sports bar.
Take my daughter to local shows.
Play golf at the local course.
Keep my money in a local bank.
Share what I've got with local charities.
Spend local.
Source local.
Love local.
Live local.
We're local radio stations. Join us and put your money where your heart is.
This is the sound of money. So is this. And this. It may not sound like money to you, but it will. Because you'll get paid while you learn to do it all. That's how the apprenticeship program at Carpenters Union, Local 308, Local 1260, and Local 678 works. You earn while you learn. So, no student debt. Check out CarpentersUnionApprenticeship.com. This is how you build a career.
Back with you on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. Jeremiah Davis will join us coming up tomorrow, talk some racing, and I throw a topic out there. I've got one tomorrow that I want to talk with you with about and during one of our breaks, Marks. We'll do that and let the people know about that coming up here in just a little bit. We mentioned the coaches' preseason college football poll is out. Alabama number one, Clemson number two. Zach Johnson with a birdie, right, Mark?
Yes, indeed. His 12th hole, the third on the Firestone Golf Course. He just did bounce back from that three putt on the relatively easy par 5 11th. He birdied the par 4 12th. So Zach trying to make a move here at the end of the first round.
There you go. We'll keep you updated on Zach's progress throughout the day here on KGYM. Thursday, that means Dave Koken set to join us, Las Vegas handicapper. Dave Koken, that's the Twitter handle, smokingkoken.com. That is the website. And we will bring on Dave here from Las Vegas. And Dave, happy football to you. We got a game tonight, man.
Yeah, a game of sorts anyway. It's football, sort of. And, it's fun to have it back.
It is fun to have it back. And according to your Koken's Corner today, you have some minor opinions about the game tonight, and which goes hand in hand because it's a minor game.
Yeah, very minor opinion. I'm not betting it. The only thing we know is that Harbaugh likes to win all the games, whether they're preseason. Obviously, he likes to win the regular season more, but he seems to put more stress on than most coaches on winning preseason games and establishing a positive attitude. You've got a rookie head coach with the Bears who's out of the Andy Reid system, and there have been few coaches in the history of football who care less about preseason wins and losses than Andy Reid. And it's also been a pretty physical Bears camp, so I would probably lean a little bit to the Ravens tonight, but not. It's just too early. There haven't been enough reps taken, and that's a minor advantage.
We've talked in the past, Dave, about your, if not a love affair, an intrigue with the Canadian Football League, and I'm curious why.
It's fun to watch.
Yeah?
I like it. I like three downs better than four. Game's wide open.
Well, I like Australian rules football, too, Dave, but,
Yeah, so do I. I like them all. I'm not sure what you asked me. I mean, I like golf, but it's different. They're all different sports. That's all.
Well, we don't have an opportunity. I don't think we have an opportunity to see a lot of CFL games. So therefore, I don't think it's wildly popular.
Manziel starts.
It's not going to be wildly popular. It's in Canada. It's not here. I mean, if Major League Baseball were only played in Canada, it wouldn't be real popular here.
Yeah.
You'd have some people watch it, but I mean, it's just, it's different, that's all. But there's some good quality football played there. I mean, it's players. You know, I'd say it's like AAA football, if you will.
Johnny Manziel, though, is going to start tomorrow night up in Canada. Does that pique the interest of people?
Yeah. Yeah, that game will get a lot of views. You can watch all the games. You can watch anything you want now. I mean, it's not every CFL game is available. If it's not on ESPN, you can get it on the Score Network. And they'll get a lot of views tomorrow night for that game. I'll be interested to see what he does. He's going against Hamilton too, the team that traded him. So it'll be fun. Hamilton's kind of hit the skids a little bit lately. Under June Jones, they're in a little bit of a slump, and Montreal is, by acclaim, the worst team in the league. But this is something that, and they made this trade really as much as anything because they need to put butts in the seats. Nobody's going to the games, and getting Manziel will change that to some extent, especially if he wins.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, who knows if he starts to put up good numbers? He could do a Warren Moon situation. I don't think it's going to happen right away, but I guarantee you NFL player personnel people are watching him.
I would think so. Somebody thought he had potential. I did not think he was an NFL quarterback. So that's one I got right. I get a lot of them wrong, but that one I got right. I just don't think he's got the instinct for it, to tell you the truth. I don't think he's smart enough. Yeah, maybe you'll get better.
You have interest in the Giants and Diamondbacks tonight for a couple of reasons, Dave. Tell us why.
Well, look, the Giants are not playing real good baseball right now. They did manage to win three in a row, beat the Padres in a two-game series, but were life and death to win both those games. Bumgarner's just not pitching. I'm convinced he's still a good pitcher. But he's not a great pitcher anymore. And I don't know if he's ever going to be. That shoulder injury, his fastball just isn't the same since that dirt bike incident where he had to have surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And, shoulder injuries are way worse than ankle injuries. And again, Bumgarner is still good. But I don't know that he's quite in the elite category anymore. Zach Greinke has been elite. He never loses at home. He owns the Dodgers. I mean, he owns the Giants, right? He's 12-2 against them. Look, it's a big price. So what I like to do in games like this is I'll create a minus one line. I'll take half the bet and make it on the money line, and then half the bet on the minus 1.5, which in this case, the current plus 140. So my liability is less, and obviously they have to win by more than one run, but it's, to me, a safer bet.
Mm-hmm.
Are you like Mark and have no interest in at all in any preseason college football polls?
None. Don't care about it at all. And besides which, they're always the same anyway. It's Alabama, Clemson, or Clemson, Alabama. And, guess what? It's Alabama, Clemson this time. So, and they are the two best programs. I mean, they're both loaded every year. And this season's no different. They're both really good, really loaded.
Obviously, with everything that came out, number three is Ohio State. And just on a football side of things, as far as talking about the Buckeyes are concerned, who knows what the future is for Urban Meyer there, Dave? And I'm sure that's going to influence some people, or maybe it won't influence some people when it comes to putting money down in Ohio State.
I don't know what's going to happen. And I think you got to – I mean, one of the books just took it down yesterday. I think it was the South Coast. They just took it down and said, okay, we'll wait and see what happens. And that's what I would do. I don't know. He's going to get suspended. We know that.
Right. Yeah, already.
Now, whether he's going to get fired, I don't know if he's going to get fired or not. And I'd just be guessing. I have no information. My guess is that he won't get fired, but that he will get suspended. And probably for, like half the season or one of those deals. This isn't going to be. I'd be really surprised if it's a one game thing. I don't know. So I'm going to wait and see. It has an impact. He's a great football coach. I'm not talking about not giving an opinion on the incident itself. I'm just speaking, or what he is as a human being, anything like that. All I'm talking about is his ability as a football coach, and nobody can deny that. I mean, he is absolutely fantastic as a football coach.
Really a good game last night between the Brewers and Dodgers. And, Dave, I'm glad to know that you share our feelings back here about the MLB blackout rules. I mean, that was a great game.
You know, that the Des Moines area and Las Vegas are the two cities in the country that are subject to more teams being blacked out than any others.
Mm-hmm.
And this rule stinks, okay? There should be no way that I don't know how far you are from some of these teams. The MLB, you know, you can get them here if you have DirecTV or if you have satellite. But you can get the regional sports networks in San Francisco and Oakland. But on the Major League package itself, we get San Francisco and Oakland games blacked out, in addition to Arizona, the Angels, the Dodgers, and the Diamondbacks. Now, the Diamondbacks and Angels, you can get them at a local regional sports networks. The Dodgers are blacked out everywhere. I mean, there's like six people in the world who can see Dodgers games. And but Oakland and San Francisco, you can't drive there and back on the same day. I mean, they're 8-9 hour drives.
Mm-hmm.
To allow this to happen, and it's been happening for years, is totally absurd. And they just don't fix it, which is stupidity on Major League Baseball's part. And I don't know which the teams are in Des Moines, but I think you guys have got, in that area, have got like six teams blacked out there as well, or five. That's crazy.
Yeah, we're about 2 hours east of Des Moines, and Cedar Rapids is equidistant pretty much between, like you said, a half a dezen Major League teams, 4 or 5 hours away. Certainly drive there in a day, but you know, unless you have the right package, you're not going to be able to see these teams on a given day.
It doesn't make sense on two counts. Number one, if you're trying to grow the game, you don't take eyes away from it.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, it's been proven. I mean, it's absolutely been proven that blackout rules actually hurt more than they help. Because, look, the greatest example of it is the Chicago Blackhawks years and years ago when the dad owned the team. He was one of the – he believed in blackouts. And it's like, we're not going to put the game on unless it's sold out. And their attendance was terrible. The Suns took over, and that's it. Well, everything's going to be on. All the games are going to be on. It doesn't matter whether they're sold out or not. And guess what happened? They started selling out every game. And merchandise sales went through the roof, and the Blackhawks, I think, might be the most successful franchise in the entire NHL based on revenues. I mean, it's just sensational. Why baseball continues to play this antiquated and idiotic rule is just, it's beyond my comprehension.
Mm-hmm.
I'm obviously not smart enough to figure it out.
Well, we aren't either. So we've got a lot of ideas, I think, between the three of us, but I don't think they're going to listen to it. But we'll see how
it goes. And I never thought I'd see the day I'd have to watch a game on Facebook, for crying out loud.
I won't do it. I figured out how to eliminate the idiotic comments, but it's just my form of protest.
All right. Well, more preseason games coming up next week as we get into week one. We'll look forward to that and a little bit more baseball as well. Check him out on Twitter and at his website as well. Dave, appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, guys. Take care.
All right. Dave Kochan from Las Vegas, also anti-blackout for the MLB. 3:32.
A man not without an opinion.
No. Mm. No. Dave's got opinions, no doubt about that. All right, we will take a break, come back, and when we return, Rob Gray is going to join us. So we'll talk Iowa State football, a little bit of basketball, and Cyclone Nation's a bit uneasy as we begin the month of August. And we'll talk about that as well when we return after this. You're listening to the Thursday edition of the Gym Class coming away here on KGYM.
To give batters a different look, pitchers throw a changeup.
Your idea of a different look is sunglasses.
That's true.
But La Quinta Inns and Suites is really taking the different look thing to a new level.
Definitely a major league makeover, starting with a bolder, brighter lobby full of comfortable spaces to let you settle in.
Or chill out in front of a big flat screen like Wingo would.
Oh, you know it. It's a changing La Quinta look to help you get in the zone and look sharp when you hit that big meeting.
Prepare to win at business with La Quinta Inns and Suites.
Book now at LQ.com.
Napa Know-How.
If your motor oil pour is more of a motor oil spill, you need a 5-quart easy pour jug of Valvoline Full Synthetic for just $26.99. Because even if you can hide that mess under the hood, you can't hide from the stench of burning oil. So grab easy pour Valvoline for just $26.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 8/31/18.
Pros and the Know start with Lowe's, because Lowe's offers the largest in-store selection of DeWalt power tools and accessories than of any national retailer. And now during DeWalt Days, they're up to 30% off. Save even more with your everyday 5% savings when you use your Lowe's business credit card. Stop by our Pro Desk for more details. So Pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. DeWalt offer valid through 8/8 while supplies last. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply, U.S. only.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here, and boy, do I have a deal for you. The deal with this deal is that you get both a breast and a whole wing when you choose my new 100% white meat KFC $5 fill-up deal. You also get dealt mashed potatoes and gravy, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink with this here deal. I can't keep dealing this deal forever, though, so you have to go to KFC soon to get the two-piece all white meat $5 fill-up, because it's only available for a limited time. Deal? Deal. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Tax extra. Prices may vary. Sides may vary by location. Extra charge for breast piece and side substitution may apply.
Thursday night, football is back. 2018 NFL preseason kicks off when the Baltimore Ravens take on the Chicago Bears in the annual Hall of Fame game. Hey, how are you, folks? This is Jason Horwitz of Westwood One Sports. Join Scott Graham and Hall of Famer James Lofton as the Bears and Ravens open the festivities in Canton, Ohio. If it's the NFL, it's right here.
NFL preseason football, the Bears and the Ravens, Thursday night at 7 on KGYM. .336 back on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class KGYM. Rob Gray from Cyclone Fanatic is going to be checking in with us here coming up in just a few moments or so. Plenty to talk about in the world of Iowa State. And, of course, talked about yesterday, Mid-American Energy signing on as the field sponsor for the Cyclones for Jack Trice Stadium. Now will be known as Jack Trice Stadium Mid-American Energy Field. So that will be the official designation, and they're going to have a brand new north end zone starting construction next year. So the Olson Building, this will be the final year that they kick into that, going north at Jack Trice Stadium.
New student performance center.
Yep.
And a lot of good things happening in Ames.
A lot of big things happening. And before we get on with Rob here, can you update us on Zach?
I can indeed. Zach is through 13 holes. Excuse me. He played the back nine first today at Firestone Country Club. He is on the fifth hole, a par three. He is one under on the day, tied for 35th. Right now, the leaders at minus seven. Kyle Stanley in the clubhouse. And Zach's playing partner today, Ian Poulter, seven under through 13. No cut in this tournament.
No cut, a lot of cash.
It's a line your pockets tournament.
Different than the Cedar Rapids and Iowa City City Ams.
Which, by the way, good luck to you and Rick Swan.
Thank you.
As you play in the Senior Open beginning tomorrow.
7:50. We'll be heading out. Best of luck.
It's not your ideal time to tee it, but.
Got to, because we got to be back for the big show tomorrow. Yeah. You may have a lot of preparation to do for tomorrow's.
I can do that.
We'll get to it coming up in just a moment or two. And also, going to get caught up right now with Rob Gray from CycloneFanatic.com, senior writer for Cyclone Fanatic. Plenty of things to discuss as far as Iowa State is concerned. And Rob taking time to join us here on this beautiful Thursday. How is the remaining moments of your summer going, Rob?
Going okay, Scott and Mark. Good to be on, but ramping up certainly. Had kind of a surprise press conference yesterday, and you know, just lots of moving parts. You know, when people are excited about a season, you try to ramp up as much content as you can.
I think we would all agree we're getting ahead of ourselves a little bit with the links Matt Campbell to Ohio State. Urban Meyer is on paid leave, technically still has the job, but what's the mood over there in Ames about that subject?
Well, I think anyone who's a longtime Cyclone supporter gets nervous when they see things like that, and know Campbell's background, was an Ohio State fan, spent almost his entire life in Ohio. He had a little bit of a tie with Coach Meyer, but not, I don't think it's staff-wise, but they've met, very familiar with that program, an up-and-coming name everyone talks about. So that makes people, skittish, and understandably so. But I think definitely I agree, Mark, getting ahead of ourselves in a number of ways, especially given that Coach Campbell as an up-and-comer. Well, you know, there are going to be some names out there with some resumes that span decades and include national championships and appearances and all that. So, you know, we shall see. But obviously the speculation doesn't make anybody's pulse do anything but quicken around Cyclone Nation.
I will say this, and, you know, I guess it's probably a cop-out or something like that that people will say, but it's a compliment. It shows that your program at Iowa State is on the rise, and that's exactly what Matt Campbell wants. That's exactly what Jamie Pollard wants. It's certainly what the fan base wants around Cyclone Nation. But it's a compliment.
Indeed, and as our publisher and my friend Chris Williams tweeted, I mean, enjoy what you have. You came off a great season, which could have been even greater, but for a few weird missed flag things against Kansas State. And if he calls at the end of Oklahoma, you know, it could have been, who knows what, but it was still a very, very successful season. You're poised for another one. The pieces are in place for that. Enjoy it and don't worry about, you know, enjoy the present, don't worry about the future unless that future becomes a present to worry about. And I think that's kind of where we're at regarding this, you know, which obviously came up in a hurry and is very concerning and troubling. Based on the allegations in Columbus.
Well, let's talk about what happened yesterday. And Jamie Pollard called it an historic day in Ames. Mid-American Energy signing on as the field sponsor, and then they're also going to be a part of a brand-new North End Zone. And Jamie Pollard just keeps doing what he has done since he has arrived at Ames, and that is continue to move the athletic department in the right direction, both with the facilities and as far as the personnel are concerned.
Well, yes, and I mean, we figured it was some facilities-related announcement at that time, and that's what we got. Maybe not exactly what we thought we got, but it's just kind of a, you know, $1.5 million over 10 years per annually for Mid-American Energy to have naming rights to the field that will always be known and will refer to as Jack Trice Stadium for obvious reasons as a tribute to the first African-American football player at Iowa State. But, you know, just, again, as you said, Pollard has done a magnificent job of fundraising. He's done a magnificent job within the Big 12 while with all the wins, when they had all their realignment and, you know, the TV deal to do this and all this, you know, Iowa State's in as good a position financially as it's ever been. And much of that is due to Jamie Pollard. And obviously the basketball hiccup last season aside, very successful in our mainline sports recently too. So, a good announcement for them and on track for, you know, really planning that student-athlete performance center they're getting excited about.
Rob, Iowa State is poised to have another very good season if what happens in September?
If what happens? They don't lose a bunch of close games earlier, or they don't get off to a really rocky start with that front-loaded schedule. I mean, we got a FCS playoff semifinalist in South Dakota State, and if you're that good in the FCS, you're good enough on a given day to go and give at least a good FBS team a run for their money, if not knock them off. So, and then you've got Iowa, and you know, you've got a front-loaded Big 12 schedule. I mean, if they can go through and maintain that confidence that they really developed last season and that consistency and attention to detail and not ever think, oh, man, we've arrived. I think that's the thing that Coach Matt Campbell's very guarded against, and it seems as if the players are too, that they've never arrived. And everything, the margin for error is razor thin every day, every game, every season. And if they can keep that mindset and if they can stay healthy and people emerge as they are expected to emerge and veterans perform as they're expected to perform, I think that's a lot of ifs, but a lot of things that came about last year were what ifs that ended up on the positive side. But I think the market is bullish for good reason, but getting out to that good start, playing you know, a lot of mistake-free or mistake-minimized football will be key.
One of those ifs was Kyle Kemp, certainly, especially when he came in for that very first game in Norman. People are expecting big things now from Kyle Kemp. So a little different scenario for him going into the 2018 season, certainly.
Indeed it is, Scott. But the good thing about that is Coach Campbell has told me and others many times that he actually likes quarterbacks to be game managers. Don't necessarily have to make the flashy play. The backup, Zeb Nolan, has a big arm, has a little bit of a gunslinger mentality. He showed out well in a couple of starts last season. So he's going to push Kemp. But Kemp is just a thinker. He's got the attitude. He it's not that he doesn't take any chances with his throws and makes them very accurate throws. It's that he seems to have a very keen sense of when to take those chances and when to understand it's best not to. And then when you got David Montgomery, what should be an improved offensive line, you've got a lot to pin your hat on, where Kyle Kemp can just kind of pick his spots and shine where he needs to. Despite the loss of Alan Lazard, it's still and Trevor Ryan, a really, really, really nice receiving core.
Yeah, and David Montgomery, one of the premier running backs in not only the Big 12, but perhaps in the country. And one of the questions I had for you, Rob, is I think back to 2015, when you had a really dynamic running back and Mike Warren gaining over 1,300 yards. And I'm curious what's happened to Mike. Is it injuries? Is it David Montgomery? Is it not fitting into Matt Campbell's offense? What's happened to Mike Warren?
Well, I think it's a combination of things, but what's interesting about Mike Warren is his attitude has stayed the same throughout. I think at first it was jarring to him how much Montgomery was pushing him, and because there were some hints that Campbell wasn't completely pleased with how his attitude was after taking over, and they had a relationship dating back to Toledo, and was very high on Michael, as he calls him. And I think as a character guy, he's really shown while he's played less in that way. I think he's still got that dynamism, but Montgomery was well-suited to these first couple offensive lines in particular because, they were below average. I mean, they played their hearts out, but because in part not a whole lot of depth, and maybe a couple spots where they're green or a little bit thin in each of the past two seasons, you needed a guy that could bounce off contact again and again and again and again and turn, you know, tackles for loss into 2-3-4 yard gains, sometimes even reverse field and knock out 5-6 tacklers and get 15-20 yards. So he was well suited to where the Cyclones were at this point and are at this point. You know, he's clearly a star running back, and it's going to be interesting to see in a crowded backfield with the return of Kane Wong Wu, who may be primarily the kickoff return guy, but Johnny Lang is healthy again. They got a lot of guys back there that can do a lot of good things. And Mike Warren, I think, is proven to be a really stand-up guy throughout this and just enjoying his role on the team and maybe finding a way to carve out more carries yet again.
Yeah, Mike Warren will get some playing time. I don't think there's any doubt about
only
that.
Only 30-some carries last year.
The defensive side of the ball, Rob, people know about Ray Lima. They know about some of the guys that are going to be returning. I want to focus on the linebackers and who's going to be stepping in there, especially one guy we know very well, Orion Vance from over here from Cedar Rapids, Washington. I think he's just ready to just explode onto the scene over there in Ames. And I know Matt Campbell and the staff really, really like him. But how about this defense?
Yeah, I think it's shaping up to be one of the best defenses we've seen at Iowa State. You know, 2005 was really good, a team that lost a lot of close games, probably had the potential to be a double-digit win team. You know, 2000 nearly was. But, I mean, Lima does so much to free up guys on the outside. Jaquan Bailey, a number of young guys. I think the line will be stout. And at linebacker, on what you would presume to be the outside guys, Willie Harvey and Marcel Spears, standouts last season, should only be better. But as you mentioned, Ryan Vance has really, really impressed the staff and his teammates. You got a guy out of Dowling, Jake Hummel, who's impressed as well. Regan Northrup's a guy that's kind of played a bunch of different spots for them. Nickel, outside, could play some inside. He's been around the program for a long time. So that's a very interesting battle, as it were, to see how it shakes out for who's that third linebacker. But I think all three of those guys bring a lot. And I don't know if it'll be traditional, given how the Mike is usually the captain of that defense, at least at the mid-level, whether they move some guys around. But it's one of the most intriguing position groupings setting into fall camp, and I think they got a chance to really play and mix and match a bunch of different guys there, including Orion.
One of the things that, indeed, since Ohio State, if they have an opportunity to change coaches, that makes Matt Campbell so impressive to them, is recruiting. And what Matt Campbell has done as far as the recruiting classes last year, this year, and even beyond, starting to get things rolling as far as that class is concerned. I think that's what's really impressing some people, because Matt Campbell, he's got a rapport with the kids.
He does. And I mean, he has a knack. I mean, he talks about changing the culture all the time. And while it might come across as trite or cliche, it's an absolute necessity, whether you're a football team or a business. He's successfully done that, but he's also successfully turned perceived disadvantages into, you know, kind of selling points. You know, he talks about, you know, how when he went to the tailgate lots of names, he was so impressed, and people don't think about that necessarily, but, you know, changing up the uniforms, kids these days love that. That's not a, you know, that's taking something that, you know, was a little bit, quote-unquote, traditional and changing it up and modernizing it a little bit. He doesn't shoot down any possibilities. They're very much a free-willing group when it comes to ideas. And when you have that type of dynamism as a group of young coaches, I think that's appealing to everybody, both potential student athletes and you know, potential you know, other ADs alike.
Yeah, and just don't wear the new dark uniforms against TCU. That's all I ask.
Probably not in Iowa City as well, but
no.
But yeah, I mean, it's still a nice look. I like the new looks, and I think all the players are excited about it. They kind of hinted that they had a bit of a hand in not ultimately designing them, but choosing some schemes. So yeah, even down to the threads, they're pretty excited in Ames. The hand wringing about everything else that's going on, notwithstanding.
Yep, and before we let you go, Steve Prohm met the media, kind of an impromptu one, I guess. We learn anything about the basketball program? I know Cameron Lard's coming back in August, the way it sounds.
Yep, that sounds like kind of an as-scheduled thing there. You just hope that he gets exactly what he needed in this case, that gets him a little bit more grounded. It's hard to find the right word. I mean, the guy plays with such passion. So you just hope that he's fully good. And then, you know, the freshmen had, you know, went through and some of them did a lot of big things in the summer league, which again, the Capital City League is not even probably, you know, it is what it is, as Jamie Pollard likes to say. But a lot of excitement. Those guys bonded early. They knew each other. You got Chicago guys who knew each other, and you got a guy from Wisconsin, Tyrese Halliburton, that was the MVP of that league. Really excited about the young guys, but also the guys coming back like Lard, Wigginton. How do they sort out point guard? Wigginton's probably going to be the main guy, but he'll also just do a lot of stuff off the ball. A lot of moving parts, a lot of optimism there too, but as usual, a lot of uncertainty. But definitely a loaded roster that people are excited about.
Yeah, should be fun. Rob, look forward to the season. Look forward to talking with you. Keep up the great work at Cyclone Fanatic, and thanks for taking time to join us today.
Fantastic. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, Rob Gray. Check out his work at Cyclone Fanatic. 3:52. We're going to take a break, and as we go to break, Blink 182. They're going to come to the U.S. Cellular Center Monday, September the 24th, along with special guests, state champs. Tickets all this week. More information at KGYMRadio.com. Caller number 6, you're going to pick them up right now, 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. And we'll let you know who our winner is when we come back.
Resurrection Tour 2018, Puddle of Mud. Saliva. August 14th, Club 5 at the U.S. Cellular Center. Special guests Soil, Tantric, and Shallowside. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com or the U.S. Cellular Center box office. Resurrection Tour 2018. Puddle of Mud and Saliva. August 14th, Club 5 at the U.S. Cellular Center.
Heading west? Great. Get there nonstop from the Eastern Iowa Airport. If the mountains are calling your name, you want Frontier Airlines nonstop flight from Cedar Rapids to Denver. Take advantage of Frontier's low fares done right and book now at flyfrontier.com. And if sunny LA is beckoning, you still have time to take advantage of Allegiant Air's nonstop flight from Cedar Rapids to LAX, but only through August 11th. So book now at AllegiantAir.com. Go west from the Eastern Iowa Airport. More trip, less travel. Fly CID.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Hey, Dave, I'm here for the training session.
Drop and give me 20, mister.
Wait, 20 what?
The company softball game is in 2 weeks, and we are not going to lose to those nerds in IT again.
I thought we were being trained on core competency.
Oh, we're training your core, all right. 20 burpees, go.
I hate burpees.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hi, this is Jamie from Cedar Ridge Winery and Distillery. Enjoy seasonal and classic cocktails on our patio, live music on Fridays and Sundays, even daily tours. Check out the music schedule at sierrawine.com and celebrate summer with Cedar Ridge. Cheers.
Blink 182 tickets going out to Kyle. Not our Kyle. Kyle and Marion checking in with us today. We got another set give you coming up tomorrow on the Friday edition of the Gym Class. Also tomorrow, Jeremiah Davis will stop on by. Plenty to talk about with Jeremiah. And we're going to take a week off as far as the topics are concerned. There might be, you never know, there might be breaking news tomorrow as far as Urban Meyer is concerned. So we'll kind of hold off on that for the time being. So we'll have a complete full 60-minute show coming your way tomorrow, as Ric Flair likes to say.
I talked to Mark Ironside today, and he wanted me to let you know that he'll have his late model out there at Hawkeye Downs tomorrow.
He was there last week.
Okay. Just want to let you know he'll be back.
Okay. You did talk to Mark today.
I did, yeah.
How is Mark? I talked to him last week.
Very much looking forward to the wrestling season. I know that, but he's also participating in a film that former Iowa quarterback James Vandenberg and...
that's right. And, the hunting... Brett Metcalf.
Wrestling champion Brett Metcalf, and Mark has said he'd recently been in Colorado and provided quite a bit of footage for this first one. I think
how much
first
of it can
one,
be used?
I think the first one airs tonight somewhere.
Okay.
I'm not sure where. I don't know if it's open to the public or what, but saw some clips on it, and it's pretty cool, even if you're not a hunting fan.
It's not like the MLB Network. You're not blacked out. You can see it somewhere.
Exactly.
Just to look around for it. So there you go. Well, yeah, we'll see Mark tomorrow night. Yeah, he had the late model out, going, putting it through its paces last week. So
ready to go again.
Sure, we'll have her ready to go again coming up tomorrow night. Zach Johnson on the course before we set sail here today. How's Zach doing?
He just got up and down for par on the sixth hole, a par four sixth hole, made a 9-footer for par. Zach currently through 15 holes stands 1 under.
10 golfers right now at 5 under or better, including big names, Rory McIlroy, Jason Day. John Rahm is 6 under on the course through 12. Ricky Fowler just ended his round at 7 under 63. So we got a trio at the top. Kyle Stanley had a 63 earlier today. Zach's playing partner. Well, check that. Ian
Poulter just went to 8 under.
Just went to 8 with another birdie.
as Poulter has it going at 8 under par. If you have a chance, see the Faraday with Poulter. That was very interesting.
I did see it. Yeah.
I think Poulter's a very misunderstood guy.
He's a different bird.
He is a different bird out there, but he is your leader right now at -8, and I'm sure the people love that out there. Jeremiah Davis joins us coming up tomorrow, Friday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us. Stay tuned. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn comes your way next from 4 to 7, and then football tonight at 7 o'clock.
This is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
There's a common thread I see every time I'm in the field.
While this is burning, you were saving other homes.
Neighbors helping neighbors, and strangers.